Neil, what are your thoughts on that then? 20 points to nil, disappointed?
Yeah, the nil. You know, it's, I think fair play, we hung in there through our defence, but put too much pressure, far too much pressure, you know, on ourselves with what we did with the ball. We didn't challenge them enough. When we actually did get a little bit of field position, then we dropped it on player one and player two. So, yeah, like I said earlier, I think, you know, it was a bit off our game management, you know, making sure we do the simple things right to make sure we get field position with and without the ball. And we didn't do that for long enough periods, and we kept it real simple.
Do you think your players got caught up in the occasion? It's a long time since Lee have played Wigan, even longer since they beat them.
Yeah, it's a funny one. I spoke to our guys, you know, we've probably got, you know, four or five local guys in there and same for Wigan, so it's kind of a new rivalry. But we weren't bouncing off the walls. You know, when we went out there, we spoke about being in control and spoke about playing with a little bit of emotion, because that's good. It gives you energy and it gives you that intensity, but also having that control. And through what we did with the ball in hand, we didn't have that control, so... yeah, like I said, disappointing. We had to come here and play very, very well to get a result, and we were nowhere near that, and we got what we deserved.
Well, obviously you beat St Helens last week, which was great. You play Huddersfield next week. I presume Huddersfield's a must-win game for you now.
Yeah, you know, they're all must-wins, I suppose, if you say. You know, there's some where people will fancy us more for winning. But yeah, it's you know, they're all must-wins, you know, whether it be Huddersfield, or Wakefield, or Warrington. You know, we spoke about our home. Our own ground being a bit of a fortress, and whilst we lost one at Leeds, we weren't far off. We've just got to, you know, regroup and patch people up, and then get ready to go again next week.
You had a few players out who are missing: Glenn Stewart, Corey Patterson, Adam Higson. Are all these players liable to be fit for Huddersfield?
Yeah, I would hope so. I would hope so. Like I say, you know, we just assess where Corey's at with the head injury next week. Glenn's improving week on week, but if he's not right, we won't push him, because it's be one of those that unlock him back another 3 or 4 weeks if he's not right. And yeah, Adam Higson should play next week. Yeah,
it's a bit of a roller coaster for you, isn't it? You know, disappointment, then a good result, and then you're obviously disappointed today.
Yeah, and your gut feeling is that you're going to get some days that are really good, and last week was one of them. And you get some days where, you know, the Leeds result last night shows you that. So you'll get some days where you go home and you're not happy with what you've done and what your players have done, but we've just got to brush it down, we've got to fix it up, and we've got to get better next week.